Hello, everybody. This is Warren Carr on this May 17th, 2017 for InclusiveAndroid.com. This is a quick preview of the Android O developer preview that I just got today, a few hours ago. And would like to just give you a quick overview of it. Things have changed a little bit, most especially in the settings area. And that's where I want to take a look at. So I'm going to go ahead now and turn on my phone and go into the settings.
Device unlocked. Google Now Launcher.
I'm running the Google Now Launcher, and when you swipe down...
Notification shade. No notifications.
And everything is the same, except that if I swipe down again with two fingers...
Quick settings.
Which means it opens up the quick settings panel. Normally, you would have the... you know, things like, you know, open settings and edit settings and all of that near the top right. But this time, they are at the bottom right instead.
Open settings button.
So those are at the bottom. And then at the top, you're going to get things like...
24% display brightness, see control.
That's what you get at the top on the left there.
24%
display
brightness, and
that's what you get.
See control.
And then...
Off, battery saver, switch. On, mobile data, switch.
I'm going from right to left.
Off, do not disturb. On, Wi-Fi, Wi-Fi signal full. Open do not disturb settings, button. On, Bluetooth on, not connected, switch.
And here you can just turn off the Bluetooth on and off right here instead of, you know, in Android 7.0 or 7X, you'll tap on that and then go back near the top and tap on the off or on. But here you can just tap it right in the control panel and it will turn it off. So I'm going to go into the settings. That's where I want us to go.
Open edit order, open settings, button, settings.
Things are kind of grouped a little bit better now in Android O, most especially in the settings. We have you know, a better grouping of things. I think I really like this. Starting from the top, here's what we got.
Wallpaper, sleep, font size.
Let me scroll down a little
showing
bit.
Items,
there we go.
Network and internet, Wi-Fi, mobile, data usage, hotspot.
So all those are grouped into the same place. If I tap on it, we got...
Network and Wi-Fi, CyberHub, Enlist, mobile network, Fee network. Data usage, 14.79 megabytes of data used, hotspot and tethering, off. VPN, none. Airplane mode, off, switch.
And that's the last one, so I'm going to go back.
Back button.
The Seven. Next one,
connected devices, Bluetooth, cast, NFC, Enlist, 13 items.
Is connected devices, and
connected
we got
devices.
From the top.
Bluetooth, not connect, cast, not connected, NFC, allow data exchange when the phone touches another device, on, switch, Android Beam, ready to transmit app content via NFC. USB, not connected, disabled, printing, 3 print services on.
That's the last one, so let's go back. And...
apps and notifications, permissions, default apps, Enlist, 13 items.
Now, you don't have such a thing as apps by themselves anymore. Now they're grouped into apps, notifications, and permissions, and defaults, and I think that makes sense. So from the top, we got...
App info, 319 apps installed, Enlist, 4 items.
So if I tap on that, it'll open up my apps, or my list of apps.
Showing items 128 of 319.
There we go. So we got
showing items 11 to 8.
That's
accessible reader, 50-point access note, 4 amazing MP3, Amazon Alert, Amazon Kindle, 141 megabytes. Back.
Go back.
Apps and notifications.
So in apps and notifications, then
no, app permissions.
We got app permissions.
App permissions. App permissions. Body sensors, 1 of 2 apps allowed. Enlist, 10 items. Showing items 1 to 9. Calendar, 8 of 12 apps allowed. Contacts, 77 of 141 apps allowed.
Wow.
Location, 54 of 88 apps allowed.
So you can go in here and look at the different apps.
Microphone, 41 of 60 apps allowed. Phone, 64 of 101 apps allowed.
So I got a lot of things that, you know, probably use my phone.
Apps.
Let's go down.
Advanced, default apps, special app access, Enlist, 4 items. App permissions, advanced, default apps, special app.
There
app
we go.
319 apps installed. Showing items 1 to 5 of 5. App info, 319 apps, notifications. App permissions, default apps, special app access. Default apps, messages, phone.
Default apps, we've got messages and phone, we tap on that.
Default apps.
So you got
assistant voice input in list, 7 items.
Assistant voice input.
Browser app, none. Home app, Google Now launcher. Phone app, phone. SMS app, messages. Tap and pay, Android Pay is default.
That's it. So, I mean, if I want to change my assistant.
Assistant voice input.
I could tap there.
Assistant voice input. Assist app, enhance Google services, in list, 4 items. Use text from screen, allow the assist app to access the screen contents as text, on, switch. Use screenshot, allow the assist app to access an image of the screen, on, switch. Assist apps can help you based on information from the screen you're viewing. Some apps support both launcher and voice input services to give you integrated assistance.
Go back.
Back button. Default apps.
And.
Tap and pay. Android Pay is default. SMS app. Messages.
SMS apps.
Phone app. Phone.
And phone app. And.
Opening links.
Opening links.
Opening links. Showing items 1 to 9 of 118.
Oh my gosh.
Instant apps. Open links in apps. Even if they were not installed. On. Switch. Installed apps. Heading. At voice allowed reader. Don't open supported links. Android Pay, open www.android.com. App Hunt, open Droid another article reader, don't open supported links. BNH, open fotovidia.com another better open with, open.
So those are the kind of things you can go in app there button. And change default what apps. You don't want. So let's move back out.
Apps and notifications.
Move back out.
Back. Setting, app battery, 71%, about 4 hours left. Display, wallpaper, sleep, font size.
So that's self-explanatory.
Sound, volume, vibration, do not disturb.
So do not disturb is grouped into sounds and notifications.
Storage, 19% used, 104 gigabytes free.
Let's scroll up a little bit.
Accessibility, users and account.
Users and account and accessibility.
Screen readers, display, interaction, users and account. Accessibility, screen readers, display, interaction controls.
All those are under accessibility.
Google services. System, languages, time, backup, updates.
That would be the
support, help articles, phone and chat support.
Okay.
System, languages, time.
So under system, you know, we now have everything grouped into or migrated into our system because you got things like about phone, system updates, language and input. They are, reset and backup. They are not separate headings now. They are all grouped into
system, languages, time, backup, updates.
Now tap on that.
System.
So we got
languages and input, next app keyboard, in list, 6 item, date and time, GMT 7 o'clock Pacific Daylight Time, backup, system updates, backup.
Backup.
System updates, updated to Android O. Reset. About phone, Nexus 6P.
That will be back, it. Button. And then the settings, last one
system, language, support, help articles, phone and chat support.
Is help articles, support and chat. And if support. You go in here, you got
we're here, phone, button.
Phone.
We're here for you 24/7. The Google support team is mail chat.
You have button. Chat. That will be it. And thanks for listening. We'll talk to you later. Bye.